Now, what we've found is that virtually the same thing happens with all of the various dimensions. When you learn quadrants, levels, lines, states, and types, it accelerates growth and development through each of those. It's as if simply becoming aware of these capacities opens the brain, opens the mind to being able to take them seriously, to look for them, to start acting on them, to actually move forward with those in mind. Whereas previously, not being aware of it, there wasn't even any reason to look for growth or development through them. Most people, astonishingly, are still completely unaware of just a developmental sequence. And this, yet there are so many people, Piaget to Jane Lovinger to Robert Keegan to Carol Gilligan, Kurt Fischer, and all of these are maps of development, and learning any one of them, the evidence suggests, will accelerate development through virtually any one of them. And the reason is it makes you aware of the fact that these stages exist, that these dimensions exist, that you can actually grow and develop through these areas. This is something that is not common knowledge. It's not well known. And that's what's astonishing, because it has such a profound impact on your own capacities. And not only are there studies, for example, showing that the higher an individual's developmental level, by far the more effective leader they are. We have the study of what was called fifth level leaders, which is actually a study of development of leaders of companies that have been able to turn a company around completely from, in a sense, going downhill to going dramatically uphill. And there's something like only 11 companies like that over the past decade. Each of those leaders, which I say were called fifth level leaders, were called that because of the level of development that they were at in this particular developmental map. It's astonishing what those capacities are and how they can be increased through simple development. But you won't get that development unless you suspect it's there. And you won't suspect it's there until you actually look at least a map or two saying, here you go, here you go, here you go, here you go. And once you start to do that, it just opens up the brain. It opens up the very capacity of the mind and the brain to start heading in that direction. We started talking about the integral system as being psychoactive over a decade ago, because that's what we started noticing. Individuals that learned this map, that downloaded it, that started using it, started to increase their capacity in all of the dimensions that it covered. And this was astonishing, but profound. And Howard Gardner, who had introduced the notion of multiple intelligences, wrote a book on the type of mind that was going to be required in future education. Now, I know Howard and have known him for quite some time, but for some reason, in the section of which he only discussed two integral systems, he discussed mine and he discussed another one. The other one he discussed was actually a scientific reductionistic model, which surprised me. And so he said that he sort of liked that. Now, just 6 months later, he co-published a paper on the type of mind that would be needed for the future. And this time, the AQUIL framework, my particular model, was used. And each of what we'll see is the quadrants was divided into an inside and an outside. And each one of those was a particular perspective. So there were overall 8 fundamental modes of knowing. And although in this paper, he and 4 or 5 colleagues didn't mention names specifically, in the footnotes, there were 6 references to models that would cover this type of comprehensive overview. And the only one that was mentioned was the integral operating system. So the understanding about how that framework itself is psychoactive is become a very, very important item to recognize. Because what it means is you don't even really have to kill yourself studying it. You just sort of get the general basics of it, and your mind will start opening up to it. And it's going to show effects. You're going to start getting profound results just from hearing and getting a general sense of that overall map, because it's going to alert you to the possibilities that you have in your own self-potential. We will, of course, give specific exercises for each of these disciplines that you can take up if you want to, which will simply accelerate it even more. And so we think that that is a good idea, but you don't have to.